Well, thanks so much for your company. It's the Aloha Friday Conversation. I'm Noe Tanigawa. Now, Chinatown's Mark's Garage is the usual home of the Hawaii Shakespeare Festival, but this year, co-founder and artistic director Tony Bisculli is taking the Bard online. He's already experimented with a national group to get Shakespeare onto a digital stage.
I think it's phenomenal. The plays speak for themselves. They work very well. The language has always been the key thing about Shakespeare, and the language translates very well to Zoom.
We'll be able to hear every word.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me how the casting and the rehearsals have shaped up for this upcoming festival.
Well, we did our auditions at the usual time. We just moved them online. And at the time, we were committed to doing the three shows, and we didn't know whether we'd be doing them online or offline or outdoors or what, socially distanced. Then in the audition process, all three directors ended up casting actors from the mainland. So I've got actors from Merry Wives of Windsor who are in California and Connecticut and Florida. And that's something we were never able to do before, obviously. You know, people had to physically be here to be in the festival.
What am I going to be seeing, though?
So there's been a lot of folks experimenting with Zoom theater and how to make that work. People enter and exit by turning their camera on and off. So if there's one person on screen, you'll see that person on screen. And if there's two people in the scene, they will share the screen and so on. I'm trying to do something a little bit fancier, but I can't promise that I'll be able to deliver because it's been a challenge. I'm taking Zoom and routing it through some free software, Open Broadcast Studio, that will allow me more control over the layout of what we actually see so I can make people different sizes and rearrange them how I like on screen. It remains
That's a little too much power for a director, really.
Oh, no. I feel like my hands are tied behind my back directing these things. I can't do any of my usual tricks. I can't position people three-dimensionally. I can't connect to the audience. I can't have actors touching each other to indicate relationships. You know, I have to do it all with just looks.
Right, they have to figure out which way to look.
We've spent hours figuring out which way to look. It's a real challenge to work around the limitations, but that's fun. It's always good to stretch yourself as an artist.
Tony Bisculli, Artistic Director of the Hawaii Shakespeare Festival, featuring As You Like It, Love's Labor's Lost, and The Merry Wives of Windsor online this season. One ticket for the whole entire family. BYOB, he says. The season begins July 17th. Find a link to their site on the Conversation webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.
Support for Hawaii Public Radio comes from PAR Hawaii, an energy company, a mission partner of Navien Hawaii, whose services include providing counseling and support to families fighting serious illnesses. More at navienhawaii.org.
I'm Ira Flato. This week on Science Friday, as the lights of thousands of communication satellites streak across the sky, some people view them as an intrusive show of power, raising the question, who owns the night sky?
Is it a shared resource that we hold in community trust? Is it a basic human right?
On the next Science Friday from WNYC Studios.
Starting this afternoon at 1.
Support for The Conversation comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Ekahi Health, Ulupono Initiative, and The Hub Co-working Hawaii.
The Honolulu Museum of Art is set to reopen Thursday, July 16th with attractive new hours and 30 Americans, a vivid exhibit of contemporary African-American artists. Deputy Director Allison Wong says that work has immediate cultural resonance.
It's particularly a great time to have this exhibition. This exhibition really highlights the work of 30 artists, all African-American, whose narratives and work really talk about what's happening today. It's race, it's gender equality, topics that are poignant, and we're really excited for the public to come back and see the work in person and see some of the personal narratives that are also exhibited alongside these fabulous pieces.
People are so well acquainted with the music culture of African Americans, but this show, this visual culture, really is like a splash of cold water in the face. How would you describe it, Allison?
Well, this exhibition, it's 40 years worth of the Black culture and the art being showcased, from pioneer artists like Robert Colescott to very young, new contemporary artists. It's really important. It highlights, you know, conceptual, it highlights painting, it highlights installation-based work. It's a really critical moment in time that really makes our eyes open and really examine what's happening right now in the world.
I think people are really going to be stunned to see that circle of Ku Klux Klan hats. It is visual melody, the silhouettes along the wall there that you've got, covering an entire wall. The bright colors, the full colors that are not tropical colors. It's really something different for us. Terrific to have in Honolulu. And I love going to a museum at night, and that's going to be our opportunity, right, Allison?
Yes. So when we reopen on July 16th, we are going to have new operating hours, Thursday through Sunday, with Friday and Saturday opening until 9 p.m. So our hours will be from 10 to 9 on Friday and Saturday. And this just gives us a wonderful opportunity to attract new audiences to the museum who might have to work during the day and, you know, watch kids at night or have to do homework. But just to come out and, like you would, go to a movie or go out to dinner, come see HOMA. You know, come see us in the evening and grab a bite from our coffee bar, have a glass of wine and a little tapas plate. Sit in the courtyards and meander the galleries and really take it as a respite, whether you're in 30 Americans or enjoying the Arts of Hawaii galleries or taking in the Japanese woodblock prints. It'll be a special time to make sure that we can come with friends and be able to communicate and dialogue and just be out. I think everybody's so thirsty to get back and to have this arts and culture enrichment.
Thank you so much for having this show here. It's the very perfect thing to have right now.
It is. Mm-hmm. We look forward to having you back. I think the last time I saw you was actually at the opening of 30 Americans. So.
Yeah. The last time we partied.
Exactly. Happy to be back.
That was Allison Wong, Deputy Director, Honolulu Museum of Art. And remember, Thursday, July 16th, HOMA opens into the night.